Brock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
What's up?
Here we go.
Yes. All right. Let's get right to it. It's time for your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Hey, Bud Distributing. Stocking your fridges so you can enjoy all your favorite sports action, your favorite teams while watching at home or at your favorite bar, responsibly enjoying Bud Light, of course. You know, because you know you and I never like to get out of hand. You know, we're responsible young men.
Not a damn chance, Brock. You're right there, man. Let's kick it off with the NBA. Tonight, there's going to be a game. L.A. Going to be at Miami, 9 o'clock. L.A. leads that series 2-1, so it should be a good game there, man.
Word.
Moving over, let's talk about what we all want to talk about. Last night was a big football night, man. It was a doubleheader for Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
That's right. The first game, New England and Kansas City. It was awesome. It was a hell of a game right off the bat. And it kept going back and forth, back and forth. New England losing to Kansas City last night, 10-26. A little bit more of a deficit than what I'm speaking of, but Kansas City kind of pulled away there at the end.
So,
for a while, it was like, dude.
I couldn't believe it. So now here's the thing. Do you think the outcome would have been different if Cam Newton would have been there?
Man, see, okay, 10-26. Hoyle did throw two? Did he throw two interceptions or one?
Two picks.
I think it was two picks,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Two picks. Hoyle had it, man. They were down by three for the longest time, and then Kansas City got, and it was like 10-3, I believe. And then Hoyle threw a pick to make it.
It was a pick six.
Pick six.
Quick. Yep.
So it was a quick, big pick six in a crucial time, too, yep, where they really needed to score on that drive. Would it have been a different outcome with Cam? Dude, I don't know. It would have been close. It would have been very close.
I'll be honest. I think it would have been close. Boy, the Chiefs did not look. I don't know. Maybe because and you know me, I've always had the standpoint is that mindset. Football is a very mental game. I know it's also very physical, but there's almost nothing worse than getting like a huge lead, because even with these pros, you'd think like, okay, they have a big lead, they're not going to let up. Mentally, I think you do. And so maybe going into this game, them hearing, oh, Cam's not going to be there, we really don't need to worry about it all that
took
much.
Took the foot off the throttle
a little bit. I think if Cam would have been there, I'm not guaranteeing the Chiefs would have lost, but I think it would have been maybe 50-50 on the
field.
It would
have been close.
Yeah.
It would have been close, man. You know, you're really starting to see what Belichick really does, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, the defense, dude, is just, I mean, granted, they put up 26, but that's with Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I mean, they're one of the best offenses in the NFL.
Holding Mahomes and the Chiefs to that low of a score, really, and take away that pick six, it's even closer.
Mahomes got away with one last night. Threw one, and literally the guy, I think the defender thought one of his other teammates was going to run and intercept it.
Yep.
So he kind of like held off a little bit, and man, got away with one last night, which was in another crucial time in the game.
Yep.
So, hey, you know what? Kansas City, I'm not going to take anything away from Kansas City, but they're human. I think we all know that they're human now.
Mm-hmm.
They can possibly be beat, but not yet. They're 4-0. And still kicking ass over there. So the next game, Atlanta and Green Bay. Atlanta losing to Green Bay 16-30 last night. I caught, I think, half of it until I had to take the little snooze and go to bed. But, dude, without a beat, Mr. Rogers, it's his neighborhood, and he owns it.
Like 347 yards, 4 touchdowns. He was like 27 of 33. Unbelievable.
You be my neighbor. Dude, seriously, he is he's looking good, man. He's looking good. He looks poised. He looks just like he did last week and the week before and the week before.
That was out without Devontae Adams, too. Devontae made a tweet that said, like, hey, I tried. I felt great. Apparently, I don't know my body as well as other people. You could tell it was kind of a snide reminder, like, I'm ready to play. Mm-hmm. But, we got that new tight end. Which has just been crushing it. But, yeah, they look good. And, of course, it's against the Falcons. The Falcons are 0-4 now, just kind of.
As much as I want to talk trash with you and talk trash about your boy, I can't. I see and I say things how it is. And you know what?
There ain't no room
for no trash talk right now, I'll tell you that much. That boy is backing his game up.
Chiefs and Packers Super Bowl. That's what I want to see. what I want to say.
Hey, what? Still, Bucks are coming up, man. That's going to be the game.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This week. Or no, wait. I think the Packers week? Have a bye and then the Bucks. Yep.
So
yep.
2 weeks. Yeah. It'll be interesting, man. So a lot of great football being played so far this season, man. Boom. And it's fun to watch. I'm telling you, man, it's fun to watch Aaron.
Yeah.
There was a point last night. I'm like, he might go 100%.
I couldn't watch last night because I was a little annoyed. So the game got moved, all right? The Chiefs game got moved. We all know that because of the coronavirus, two guys testing positive for COVID on Carolina. New England, New England. So I was upset because the game's overlapped, and there's no way that a Monday night game would have just been on ESPN. That doesn't happen, does it?
No.
That's what I'm saying. So I think they put the Chiefs game... which, I mean, it does make sense, then...
I take that back. Yes, Monday Night Football is ESPN, but because there was another game moved back, CBS took it. So it went from CBS for the first game between Patriots and Chiefs and then switch over to ESPN last night for
That's
the Monday
what
night
I'm saying.
Game.
So the Packers, so I didn't get to watch it. I had to sit in my truck. I sat in my truck until halftime and listened to it because that's the only way I was able to catch it. But anyway.
Yeah, every Monday Night Football is ESPN, and I believe Thursday Night Football... is NFL Network, I think. NFL Network, and is Prime Video still doing that?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think that was like a test run. I don't know why they're not. But.
Well, anyway, there you go, man. Some good football. I got some stories I'm going to say for next hour. But for now, just it was some good football last night, man.
I like it. Double header. Haven't seen one of those in a while. So that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock what? YRX.
Yeah! All righty. Good morning. 7:21, Brock with Hunter.
Here we go.
Hey. What's up? Let's get right to it. It's time for your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while, of course, being responsible, enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets with hashtag ShowtimeCam, hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite team in the end zone after scoring a touchdown. Hey, Bud.
All right. Hey, Bud. All right, let's kick it off a little basketball. Yeah. Basketball, there is some basketball happening tonight. L.A. going to be in Miami. Finals, baby, and it is it's a good one so far. L.A. leads at 2-1. Last game, little controversy a little bit. LeBron walking off the court with 10 seconds left. We'll see if he comes out with some vengeance tonight. And like I said, it should be pretty interesting. So
nice.
There you go. Basketball, moving on. It was a big night last night for football, wasn't it? We both got to experience a little Monday night action. Two games, a doubleheader last night, kicking it off, New England. And Kansas City, big game there, man. Big game because Cam Newton had to sit out. He had the old corona. He got tested and tested positive. So he's going to be out for a few weeks, and Hoyle taking over. Beginning of the game last night, I was like, oh, my God, really? Really? New England is really hanging in there with Kansas City. And, after a while, Kansas City's just too damn good. They pulled out there at the end for a 26-10 victory. Mm-hmm. But for a while there, I was like, dude, It could happen. So Kansas City kind of showing a little humanity there. Like, these guys are human. They can be beat, maybe. Mm-hmm. They're still at 4-0, but, yeah, pretty good game there. Then the game after, Atlanta in Green Bay. Atlanta losing to Green Bay last night, 16-30. You listen to a little bit on the radio. Aaron Rodgers not skipping a beat.
Nope.
I would love to see it here because we like to talk trash to each other a little bit. And it's not that I don't like Aaron Rodgers. I just like getting a little hustle with you, man. You know, but I can't. I got nothing to lean on because the boy has not skipped a beat, period. Four games. He did this thing. So they uploaded this GIF on Reddit I was watching. This is pregame. Rodgers warming up last night. And he like rolls the ball on his arm a certain way. Just kind of messing around. You know, like guys are messing around. It's just so smooth. You watch it and you're just like, ah. Like even little things like that, you can just see the smoothness in this guy, man. And he's in a tempo right now that is dangerous and scary. If he stays in that tempo, dude, you better hope that this season goes to full length because that guy is on fire and you're going to want him to play every game this year because It's looking good, man.
Hold on. Brian Reed just messaged me. He said, it was Atlanta, really. Maybe when they play a caliber team. As I'm looking at who the Colts have played.
what did Green Bay have so far? What was their game?
We've had the Vikings. We've had the Bears. No, mm-hmm. Vikings, Lions. Just had Atlanta. And the Saints.
Saints.
Yeah.
I think week six will be a real true test.
Yeah, when they the Bucks. I'm not too concerned about that. I think it'll be a good game, and it'll be fun to see Rodgers and Brady head to head. That's what I think everyone's going to be looking forward to because that's going to be a great matchup. And again, no one cares about the Colts, Brian.
Colts are pretty damn good, though.
It's the Colts, for God's sakes. Good Lord.
Not fat.
The only time people cared about the Colts is when Peyton Manning was there. And how long ago was that? Yeah, exactly. No one cares about the Colts, Brian.
I think the teams that are going to win this year are the teams who really play defense, man. I think the offenses all across the board look pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Everybody's scoring, man.
Yeah.
It's just who can stop who. That's basically what it is now.
I like it.
But, yeah, football looking great. Real quick, I got another story here that I forgot to do last hour. This has to do with pro football. Coronavirus messing up the NFL's week, obviously, with, you know, Cam and a few players going out. Doesn't mean the teams aren't just sitting back and not doing anything to fight back, though. Falcons, who played last night, planning to use drones to clean the Mercedes-Benz Stadium after games. Panthers are looking to use a $125,000 virus-killing robot to get the job done at Bank of America Stadium. So, yeah, using technology. You know what I think they're doing? They're spraying the stadiums.
Yeah,
drones.
They're flying them around and spraying them. So, yeah, it's like aerial sprayers. So,
mm-hmm. Hey, whatever they do like to keep it. Kind of how they do with crops, you know. But
yeah, yep.
Sanitizing.
Hey, whatever they need to do to keep football going, I don't care. So,
yeah. Keep it going. So, there you go. It's your sports this morning, man.
All right. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.